Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back. It's Barstool Finance. It's myself. It's Tyler Morin from The Water Coolest. We bring in special guests every now and again. The first special guest we had, I believe, was Glennie Balls, who had picked Delta Airlines as his stock pick because they had put new Danishes in the Delta Club.
We had
Alex next, maybe? Alex?
Yes.
We had Billy Football. And then we had Kevin Clancy, who dropped the big $18 million number on us. It was an exclusive at the time.
How much he made?
North of that.
Yeah, there was another. Yeah. There was a point after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, north of that. So so it's big. And then this week we have.
So we'll ask you how much money you've made.
Yeah, possibly one of our favorite people in the world, Caroline Banyevich.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
Banyevich. Banyevich, yeah.
There's no O in your name, but that's what it is on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, so confusing. It's Banowitz, and that's what I have been told my name was my whole life. But I did know that they pronounce it. I always knew it was an inaccurate way to pronounce it. But now that I'm on the internet, I got people from Poland being like, what are you? It's Banyevich. So, but yeah.
I like Banyevich.
Yeah. Do you think Poland's going to enter the war? There's rumors.
I don't know.
Didn't work out
I feel
so
like
well
they're already them. Like they're already, you know, they've shown their support.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They put the Ukrainian flags up.
Yeah, they're like housing these people. So I don't know.
Barstool Idol winner. Uh-huh. Right? How long have you been with the firm?
Since July.
What is your background? Did you grow up wealthy?
Definitely by the world standards, not by I guess maybe this company's standards. I don't know. Not by Francis or Alex, but you know, my mother and my father grew up, you know, they were paying off their loans, their student loans forever.
Okay.
So they were really money conscientious. My father was especially. So I have four siblings. Mm-hmm. So there was great money coming in, but it was spread.
Okay.
And my mom didn't work, which was amazing because I'm really getting into it. She homeschooled all of us.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I didn't grow. I've never owned a car.
How old are you?
Texas. I'm 26.
Okay.
So I grew up more than privileged and great, wonderful, big house. But, you know, I shared a room. I didn't have a car.
So a 26-year-old semi-white privileged girl from Texas who denies her Polish ancestry.
I think she's totally white.
No, yeah. I think I'm fully white privileged. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Who now lives in New York City.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now in New York City. Is this first time away from home? Is this your first real job?
This is my first, yeah. My first like corporate job, I ran like a TikTok account, but I was a freelancer. So I was at a corporate office, but I was a freelancer, like no benefits. This is my first corporate job. Before this, I was a nanny. I was a waitress. You know, I did things like that.
So were you doing comedy down in Texas? Is that how you?
No. I went to school for musical theater. I moved to New York to pursue musical theater. I didn't like the way you move up in the ladder there. I didn't want to do like Shrek the Musical in Idaho for 6 months. I had like kind of a more dominating approach to it. I wanted to be like dominate multiple avenues. I wanted a little bit more financial gain in my creative endeavors, and I wanted more creative fulfillment than that. So I still like want to do musical theater at some point. But so I started doing comedy and writing and during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed something to do, obviously. And I taught myself how to record music during the pandemic. And I, you know, put all of my stimulus check into buying like a microphone and things like that. And then I started putting parody songs on the internet, which then turned into sketches. And then here we are like 2.5 years later.
I think you're immensely talented. And I think that you're extremely engaging. So I'll put that right off the bat. My wife is a big fan of yours.
Oh, that's
my
very nice.
Daughter is a big fan of yours.
Oh.
So I think there's a certain degree of broad appeal when I say that, because Bridget is about to turn 13. My wife is, you know, a vibrant young woman, and I'm an old stodgy guy. So I think that you do have you have I don't know if it's a universal appeal, but I think it's something where I sometimes when I see people try to do comedy, I don't think it works for most people because they're probably not the smartest people in the room. I try to have my comics be the smartest person in the room.
That's fair.
And I think you can walk into most rooms and be fairly certain that you're top five.
I don't know. That's very nice of you to say. Mm-hmm. I think like it was really helpful for me. You know, the different types of intelligence.
Right.
I think that I'm very emotionally intelligent. And I've felt like since I studied music and then I was a nanny and a waitress, I always felt really stupid, mm-hmm. actually, because it's, you know, you like go to a party, everyone's saying what they do. Right, some of their jobs like suck, but they sound good.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, like a marketing something. Some of those jobs really suck and don't pay well, but they sound good. And so But if you come from a place of not thinking you're the smartest person in the room, you have room to grow. The worst is thinking you're smartest person in the room and not being, I mean, shots fired, but like, you know what I mean? The worst is like saying, correcting when you're wrong. So I come from the approach that I'm not the smartest. I was also homeschooled. So lots of gaps in my education there. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to your mom. I mean, if you're top five in a room. That's true.
It was just from like a religious standpoint. So there's like a lot of science stuff I feel like I missed out on.
How financially intelligent are you?
I think actually pretty, it comes from my dad being pretty always worried that for some reason we'll go broke, but I think actually pretty good.
Do you contribute to the 401k here?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Which surprises the shit out of me.
I know. Tommy just told me he just started. I was like, what are you talking about?
I wonder if KFC does.
Yeah, exactly. Because they match. All right. So being a young lady then in New York City, finance bros. So finance bros is a huge, you know, meme culture and it's big on social media. Do they actually exist in your time kind of floating around? A single girl or no?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, a boyfriend. But still like floating around then being in bars in a different situation than old guys like this. Do those finance bros really exist? Or are they more methodical?
Oh, they exist.
Methodical.
But methodical.
Thanks.
Is that like a game where it's like take a shot every time?
Yeah, we're going to try to do that.
I love that.
Yeah.
They definitely exist, but I do think that it's like a gray area and there's so many scales of it. So I think when people see, you know, a vest,
yes,
they're like, oh, finance bro, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I mean, there are the people, there's, you know, there's the ones that are in finance and aren't as bad as you think. Mm-hmm. They may look like a finance bro. They may sound like finance bro, but they're not going to, you know, ask you if you have access to your bank account
teach you. We have feelings too. Right?
Yeah. They know. And then there is those guys. So yeah, I think that they're all.
It depends where if you're at a bar in Murray Hill, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I was one for a long time, right? But I was one for a long time back in the day.
Yeah.
I think it's worse now. I think their existence is more despicable. Like when, I guess back to back, we had Jack Mack, who I didn't mention, sat in your seat also, and then Billy Football. Right. And like for Jack Mack sort of like pulling his hair back, like almost, you know, like a retired
sexy
sensei.
Having because of TikTok.
Yeah.
Really? That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, Billy, I love him.
Maybe Billy not wore much, like, but he has gotten laid because of his TikTok.
Oh, right. He's hilarious.
And then Billy came in, he purposely wore khakis that day and had that finance bro thing too, that it's so easy just to kind of judge people from the jump. So you're interested in your finances. You're invested. How invested are you? Do you play the market? Do you pay attention to the market at all?
I wouldn't say I like really pay great attention to it. I do have like money in stocks. I mm-hmm. also have an IRA that I like a Roth that I started.
Roth IRA. Nice.
So I and I have flipped before a few times now, especially with crypto. Like I flipped Ethereum and
So you're ahead of the game.
So yeah. I'm in, but I'm not really checking. I also, you know, before this job, I said, nanny and waitress, like I wasn't mm-hmm. like I wasn't killing it money wise. So I haven't had as much chips to play with until like really now. So
have I overstepped any bounds in the questions that I asked so far?
No.
I always wonder that because I can it's a sexist thing to say. Like I asked the same thing to the other guys, but I just wonder if it's weird.
This is what Large says before he asks.
No.
Guy. No. Are you dating somebody? How old are you?
Oh, no,
you
know, I don't
think so. Are you currently pregnant or taking drugs or alcohol? Like,
What's your body count?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, up, I think that that's, I think it's a podcast. So like there's room for that. But I also think like, similar to how I was saying, it's very Socrates. Similar to how I was saying, if you come into the room not thinking you're the smartest, you have room to grow. You asking that question is so self-aware. And I wish that guys out there out there in the office had that kind of approach. Just checking in.
Yeah.
That's why you're not, though.
It's different, though, for me because, you know, I have a daughter who's closer to your age than, you know what I mean? Like, I think I'm more of a paternal figure in and around this place. I think most people would agree.
Yeah, right? But I don't think that excludes, like, thoughtfulness.
Okay.
But I see what you're saying. Like, yeah, I'm more mature, so therefore, like, I can, like, catch that better. But I do think, like, you know, people could, like, think a little bit more.
KFC is filthy rich now.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So we brought that up. Dan is filthy rich. Yeah. Tries not to. And it's all new money, right? Erica is filthy rich. Dave is filthy rich. Mm-hmm. Gaz is filthy rich. They all got
Alex Bennett.
Alex Bennett. Yeah, that was a different way. Francis is a different way. But you see guys who had just recently gotten rich working for the firm that you're at. I call it a firm. How are you going to become? How are you going to make your millions either at Barstool or beyond? How does the Banyovich empire start? What's gonna put you over that edge?
I think this is actually something Francis said a few days ago to me, and I think he's right. I think followers do equal currency. Mm-hmm. And I think growing your brand, Barstool is so great about the reach. I think, you know, getting posted on Maine is like big. I think that's why a lot of, you know, Outlash this week, mm-hmm. because it's such a gift. Like so great. Every time they do that, they are literally investing in you a little bit. So I think, like, you know, getting, I think number one for me is getting eyes on me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, like, investing is very important, but for me personally, I want to make it so I can, you know, open up. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but let me try again. It's like one of those things where it's like me saving money, or let's use someone else who's a lot bigger, but like Donald Glover, when he was at NYU, him saving his paycheck from being an RA, mm-hmm. versus him saving his paycheck from his platinum records. Mm-hmm. I think it's a smarter move when he was an RA to not save money, bet on himself, use that money to get a demo, use that money to take master classes, use that money to get in the right rooms.
Then let me rephrase the question.
Does that
then.
Make sense?
What? No, it does. It makes 100% sense. Except for a lot of people never get that platinum album. And then they
exactly.
wind up having, so there's a certain thing,
but right, I'm exactly. saying the talent, you gotta bet on yourself.
But not even, but what's the not niche? That I like, will,
because Donald Glover is one of those guys who can do everything. I paid you a compliment on the way in saying that you're also sort of one of those everyman too. Like, what's the thing that's going to be, everyone's going to know Caroline for by the
I
end
see.
Of the, everyone's
see.
Niche now. Like, Jack Mack is just a fucking TikTok right. guy.
Is it going to be Shrek
TikTok
on ice?
TikTok guy who needs or? A fucking haircut. You know what I mean?
Shrek on ice.
Everyone else is like looking for their little thing that they do extremely well. You know, like Caleb with that Sunday conversation.
Exactly.
What got him. What's going to be the thing that everyone then knows? Like, you can't not know Caroline after she
okay,
gets that.
I definitely hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Also want to say, like, obviously I'm not Donald Glover, but I do think when you're saying not everyone gets that platinum record, a lot of people, though, get the breaks along the way. They mm-hmm. get, you know, they get, they're a actor on a TV show. They have one big, they're a one hit wonder. Those are still massive successes right. that you mm-hmm. could have shooting for the platinum record and not getting it. Personally, for me, I think that the sketches right now are like my thing that I can get posted on Maine for, I can get reach for. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I do stand up and I do musical comedy. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, like, someone who I really look up to, even though we're so different that our paths will have to be different. But I think Little Dickie's awesome. I think he married his comedy and his music. I think he's taken very seriously as a musician. I think he's taken seriously as a comedian. Mm-hmm. And that's really where I want to be. And that's why I think Barstool is so great, because there is... not only, like, am I getting, you know, eyes on me, but there is a world where if, you know, I did get enough eyes on me, I don't need FX to sign off on me getting a TV show. We could do it here.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Oh, it's a singular experience. Like, for you to be in this company for a week and a half and then get up at Irving Plaza during the Pup Punk show and
oh,
blow
yeah.
everybody away, which you did very well. Like, again, I'm done fucking complimenting you.
Yeah, thank you, though. Starting, I really need
no,
that.
It is starting to get fucking weird.
No, I love
and
it.
And I'll tell you what, it wasn't that good. No, but
yeah,
you,
it was
no,
bad. You I messed up the
there.
Words.
No, honestly,
I did.
You got up there, and it was very impressive because everybody was sort of...
Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo, yeah, yeah. and then Love Story by Taylor Swift.
That's awesome. Yeah,
but yeah. I mean... It was Irving Plaza, I think, right?
I think it was Gramercy.
Gramercy, okay,
it
yeah.
Gramercy.
And it packed.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of loud, drunk stoolies. It was like towards mm-hmm. the end of it. So it wasn't like a quote-unquote easy room. So he did very good. So I was like, oh, my God, she's fearless. Like, you know, fearless.
Oh, I was so scared, but thank you. Yeah.
But anyway, so it just seems like the sketch thing is something that I think we're embracing, right? We were embracing newsletters till he came along and fucking ruined it. Yeah. But like, I think the sketch stuff is something that we're embracing. So I really think
Barstool
that
comedy, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's awesome.
Like, yeah. I think if that's your niche, I love it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very thankful to be here. I think that this is my, this was the right era for me, obviously. Like, it's so obvious that like Big Cat and all of them were in the perfect era for them. Cause it was, you know, and so I'm happy to be here now.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Biggest investment you've ever made?
Oh, I put a lot of money into crypto.
Okay.
I put a lot of money into crypto. I haven't given up on it.
Okay.
But that was definitely my maybe. Well, okay, but that's like stocks.
Are you about even or are you?
Oh, no, I'm losing money right now.
Okay.
But that's about stocks. Like, really, I think the biggest investment I ever made was moving to New York because I saved up. I guess this might be relevant. I waitressed every summer. And I didn't do anything fun at all in college. And I do regret that a little bit. I waitressed every summer and I saved up $15K to move here. I think that's the biggest investment.
That is. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Oklahoma City. It's like a small liberal arts college.
Okay. I thought you were going to say living room with your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want anything else? You want to go to Stock Picks?
I do want to ask you, I know we said we're not going to compliment you anymore.
Oh my gosh, thanks.
But like,
it has been a real
yeah, like,
love it. Do you guys use to everyone?
No, absolutely. Oh, no, I don't know. Like, I don't think so.
No, we're pretty hard on Jack Mac.
But with Glennie, I mean, like, with Glennie's done with this OnlyStands thing, like, you're talking about Nietzsche's. So,
yeah,
like,
when
he's done with his OnlyStands thing, it makes zero sense.
We were
trying to push him into getting some sort of vig about that Glennie bump. Like, the girl who makes $800 a month all of a sudden makes $1,800 a month for the 6 months following that she was on OnlyStands.
Right.
So
yeah.
I said, cut 20% out of that and do it. And like, Glennie's like, yeah, maybe I will. Because we were very, very complimentary and stuff. And then all the girls were like, you're not our pimp. Like, you know, so you have to like tread lightly with the OnlyFans girls because there's a fine line between prostitution and sex work, which we're a fan of. Sex work is real work. Right. But no, and then I think like Alex, when she came in, she had some great fucking ideas, particularly with like little emerging business ideas that you've been sort of
taking advantage of going forward.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people come in, you know, we don't call anybody a piece of shit. And then Kevin obviously was the, you know, the cat that ate the fucking canary because the check had cleared the day before we spoke to him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Perfect timing to record.
Yeah, so tens of millions of dollars later.
He tipped us on the way out.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you, he was the first time we interviewed somebody with a visible erection. But anyway, so we'll get to you. Is there anything you want before the...
What was the idea behind the financial guru?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Kind of, because that went like mega viral, like in my...
No,
in FinTwit, that was like everywhere. And there are obviously haters and there are people who loved it. But I mean, that was amazing. So how did that come up?
Thank you. My sister works in finance. My sister in the video.
Oh, okay.
She's in finance sales. And we found a lot of parallels when talk, because it's male dominated, obviously. Mm-hmm. We were finding a lot of parallels. This has nothing to do with the video. I'm not saying the guys at Barstool are like this. But we were finding parallels between our jobs, just like talking about like work and work culture, because it's both male dominated. And then she started saying things that at her work that some guys have said. And I'm like, that is, because we're like, you know, oh my gosh, same. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And like, you would think it'd be us doing it because we're Barstool. Right. And it's like, no, the finance guys are crazy. Yeah. And then we love sending each other those terrible podcast clips that are on the internet. And then I think that just through like talking while we're making dinner and stuff like that, we just came up with like some ideas. And then I was like, would you want to make a sketch with me? And wrote them all down. And so I think it just came from, you know, I wasn't on Twitter before I was at this company. So being on Twitter, you see these stupid clips and then you see these stupid clips. And then on top of that, she comes home and complains about the guy she works with. Yeah. And then we, you know, eventually just got
kudos to her. Cause I thought that was another comedian. I had no idea that was your sister.
No, she's so funny though. She could be. Yeah. She definitely could be.
Cool. But that was awesome. I loved how it like devolved into you guys wearing like the Monopoly Man monocle.
You know what's so crazy? So the amount of people not getting it's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot.
Is that not
There's
insane?
A lot of dumb bitch comments.
You know, yeah, you're like, people, you guys are making everyone look
like,
bad.
Saying, like,
yeah.
So cringe. Yeah. It's like, no, do you not get it? Like, they're right. Wearing a monocle at the end.
I know. Yeah. And that's why you guys in your finance podcast are so great. Because even my sister's like finance podcast she listens to are like, she's like, it's sometimes there's great advice, but it's hard to listen to these guys because yeah. they're so yeah. unself-aware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff to cut through the shit.
Yeah.
Let's do stocks.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So, okay. So what we do is we pick a stock every week or every other week. We have a small fund. Tyler and I put some money together, and he invests it. For us, and then I get
by the
to
way,
shit
we gotta
on
talk
him,
about so. Taxes large.
Oh, really? Yeah, we do, yeah, right? We yeah, oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather not. So
I'll call Annie.
We'll each give an idea, and then people will vote on it, and then we'll buy off of the idea. Would you like to go first, or is ladies first an arcane thought?
No. I'll go. I'm having a little bit of a hard time picking, and I'll tell you my thoughts. Tech is down. Goodbye. Time to buy tech.
Okay.
AI, great time to buy AI.
Sure.
But, and this is one I think I'll pick, but this is the reason why I don't
say
it.
Why is tech down? Well, so in comparison to what? Do you mean today or?
In comparison to energy.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it not?
Okay.
Is it true?
Yeah, no, I'm nitpicking. Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter.
Okay, so no. If it's wrong, let me know.
Just to compare like two industries, NASDAQ, like
I see what you're saying. You know, I see what you're relative. Saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's definitely fair. That's why
a douchebag question. I apologize.
No, it's not a douchebag right, question. Yeah, yeah.
Douchebag.
No. Okay, here's the deal. Like, you guys have to tell me. I'm not the one with the finance pod.
No, please. Yeah.
You
have no, to but I'm interested in your thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I think AI is good, and here's my fear. This is the one I'm going to say, but this is my fear. I don't want to be the bitch who's like, oh, we should all be investing in Apple. I don't want to be that girl, right? Mm-hmm. But my reasoning why is they're going to come out with their own Oculuses.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so
Oculi?
It's... yeah?
I don't know. Yeah.
So I feel like it's the time... It's such a safe route, and it is definitely going to go up. And when the Oculuses come out, you could like sell it after that.
Everybody should own Apple.
Yeah.
Off the bat, everyone should own Apple. But if you think that it's a good entry point, then that's good enough for me.
I think it's a good time right now. But I also like hate the idea of you guys being like, Caroline says invest in Apple. So that's why I am preconceived notions about you guys. I'm like, you guys are going to shit on me. So
No, I don't think so.
We're actually much more safe investors than you think. Like, we're not Davey Day Trader. And we preach that from the beginning, right? It's like we think about things a lot more long term. So like
okay.
We have Amazon in our portfolio. We have like Exxon. We have pretty safe stocks.
Okay.
Right?
So
like,
yeah.
Like blue chip type stuff.
I like that.
And
I
we
like
take
that.
Some risks, but.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. So Apple below 160 is when we're looking at it now. And that's where you think that like, so just kind of looking at it, that's the only reason why I say that tech's really not too down.
Yeah.
And
I see
the
what
stock
you're saying.
Itself is, you know, if we're out there just year to date, up 26% year to date. So people obviously are on board. Listen, Apple's one of the most popular companies in the world, if not the most popular.
Yeah.
Everyone should have it in their portfolio. So it's Caroline saying that we should add Apple right now. That's a great pick. Or you can go ahead.
Artesia, is that the AI? ARTISA?
Artesia?
That's Aritzia. ARTISA, try that. AI. Let me look up how to spell it.
ART.
ARISTA.
And it's an AI stock?
Company.
And are they publicly traded?
Oh, maybe they're not public. Okay, never mind. Okay, that's why I don't,
no,
that's why
fine.
I don't have the finance
no, but
pod.
No, it's on the New York Stock Exchange. There's a stock called AI,
so
obviously, right?
Yeah.
And so that's C3AI. Yeah. But I'm not sure if that's the one that you want to get into. But obviously, it is one of those artificial intelligence things. Listen, the artificial intelligence space is the hottest space to talk about. And if you had some sort of idea on one of them in particular, because they're all probably going to start to get scooped up.
Exactly.
Right? And so everyone's going to want it underneath their own umbrella. So I think you're looking around. I think you're looking along the right lines on where you're going to put your money, because it's going to replace all of us. You're essentially building the oven that they're going to march us into, which is terrible. But, you know, AI is the one.
Have you used AI in your creative endeavors at all?
I don't know if I have. What did Billy say?
So maybe I think I talked about him with it on macro dosing, and he said he's like tried to write some blogs and like messed around with it, and kind of same with me, like writing the newsletter. I've used it to like summarize stuff and kind of pull in some facts, but like,
yeah,
it's still really hard, especially for someone like you, right?
I don't think it's very good.
Right. Like, how do you create that voice? Right. Like,
I think visually it's a little bit better because it doesn't like, there's like a TikTok filter or like that app that was going around, that AI generator app where it would like make your avatars or whatever.
Yep. Right.
But the avatars do, like, the art itself looks good, but they don't look like the person that they put the picture in.
Right.
And there's so many tellings, like AI. Have you seen the AI pictures? Like, is it a photograph or is it AI? One of the ways to tell is they have like thousands of teeth. Like, AI can't get teeth right.
And they can't get limbs right very well either.
And it looks
just sort of lobster. Yeah.
So creepy. Yeah. So I really don't feel like AI is there yet. I am surprised and impressed at what it can do.
You want it at the foundational level.
Yeah, it's definitely going to get better.
Right.
But like, when people are like, oh, let's just take, you know, use AI instead. It's like, the AI is not good though.
Right.
I think my son's used it like in college. He's used it to sort of write a paper. I probably shouldn't blow up his spot. But but we'll stick with Apple as your call.
Yes.
Tyler,
yeah.
What's yours?
I am going to go with Block today. So they just had a Hindenburg Research just came out with a short report about them. They're down like 15% on the day. Yeah. And by the time this airs on Sunday, that might have changed drastically. But I think at some point, Hindenburg Research, which of course called out Adani Group a couple months back, absolutely crushed them. I think they're going to get it wrong eventually. And I still think that Block is a pretty strong company. Makes the Cash App, even if they lose, you know, some subscribers because of this or some users, I think they're going to be okay.
So that's ticker SQ.
Yes. Still. So formerly known as Square, they changed their name to Block. You know, maybe there were signs that they were doing something illegal. Also, interestingly, in the report that came out from Hindenburg Research, there are tons of songs called Cash App. There's actually gangs called Cash App because apparently it's used for a lot of illegal activities. Like, okay. I've never actually used it before,
interesting.
Yeah, I guess it could be a little sketchy, but I still think the stock is worth investing in. I mean, it dropped about 15% today, but I mean, Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, also founder of Square, Block, whatever you want to call it, obviously a super smart guy. So
when you're talking about Cash App, do you have any thoughts on Venmo and how it kind of like... I know it's trying to be safe, but it also takes... If you Venmo someone a good chunk of change, Venmo will take money out of it because it's trying to monitor if you're purchasing something or not. I know this is a little off topic, but what are your thoughts on that? And like, do you think that Cash App will be able to like maybe take Venmo's place since Venmo is kind of being a little...
So you're saying from a... Well, from a tax perspective or from a perspective?
Just like, this is like so off topic. I'm sorry. Just like your opinion on, do you think people will get fed up with that? And will we jump ship to Cash App or a different app that's less regulated?
I mean, I think people are always willing to jump right to the next thing. Like if they start charging for it, right? Like why not? And that's actually one of the interesting things happening with banks right now. There's been these like runs on the banks and it's so much easier right now because you have all your banking in an app. Like if you want to move all your money from First Republic to Bank of America, it'll literally take you like a half hour to do.
Oh, right? Really? Okay.
So I think something like Venmo, right? Like I have no allegiance to Venmo or PayPal, right?
Yeah.
So if Cash App is easier to use, like I download it, I put my information in there and use it. So I think your point, like if they start charging for something like that, and I still feel that Cash App is relatively safe, considering I'm interested in investing in it, I would say yes.
Like, okay.
You know, why not switch over?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
I like it. I like cash. So down 5% year to date, down 15% today.
Yeah.
And I think it probably goes lower before this thing airs on Sunday.
Absolutely.
I'm going IAT. That's a regional bank ETF. Mm. So an ETF is an exchange traded fund where they put all these different stocks in a basket. So if you wanted to buy AI, there's an AI basket where you can have shares of just about everything. And one thing is very easy if you want to invest in a sector. I'm explaining that to you you're a child.
No.
Because I think, like you said, you know, I like Apple because Apple is a conglomerate, but I'm kind of into AI. There's a basket that you can buy.
I like that.
That involves it. So you know what's happening with the banks? It's sort of been in the news, or it's been front and center at the news, starting with Silicon Valley and then going, I think today was PacWest. So it seems like all these regional banks and smaller banks are falling apart, being saved by the government. I think Yellen said today that she's not, there was something today where they're not going to do,
She came out yesterday and said she's not going to like blanket insure all of the deposits.
So they're extremely fucking sensitive. Regional banks, all these little like Boiling Springs places, the Dime Bank when I was growing up, all the small ones.
Kevin had old
something in, somewhere out in Chicago that was paying him a vig and we didn't know about it. So all these smaller banks, I don't think they're going anywhere. So they're getting the shit kicked out of them now. So I'm trying to buy something that is beat up, which is something that you're trying to do now too with Block. Right. So IAT is the regional bank ETF. It's down year to date like 30%. This is a fucking dog. It's one of those ones that's just got the shit kicked out of it. But I think I love it. So IAT, it's the regional bank ETF. That's the one that I'm going to have. So our listeners can either vote. Should we add to a position in Apple? I don't think we're long Apple, are we?
No.
Okay. So Apple, Block, or IAT, the regional bank thing. What do you need to promote before we get you out of here, Kellen? And by the way, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
And you have no fucking clue. You've never seen this show, so you had no clue what to expect or anything like that. So I really appreciate you coming in with an open mind and just answering every fucking question.
No, thank you guys. Thank you guys for thinking that I am important enough to speak into a microphone. Like, honestly, that's very nice of you. Okay, so Please End This is going to be like a YouTube sketch show that should be coming out not next Monday, but the Monday after that. So please watch that. Please follow me on Instagram. Just like I need people to watch my sketches.
It's currency.
Yeah, Francis said it and he would know. And then also I'm coming out with like some joke music soon on Spotify, so stay tuned. And that's it. Thank you guys.
So everything that you need to know about Caroline, you can get from her Instagram page. Follow her, because we don't know what other platforms will be around in 6 months. I appreciate literally, Caroline. We'll have you soon.
Thank you guys. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
thank you so much.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.